Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that we have to open up your Word. Continue, Lord, to minister to our hearts. Transform us as we follow after you with our whole heart. Continue, Lord, to change us, change our hearts, change our minds. Continue to draw us closer to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have your Bibles, please open to chapter 15 in the book of Mark. And if you have your workbook, please open to page 65. We are going to be reading Mark 15, verses 33 through 39. In the observation section, again on page 65, it says, as you read in the inside box, the process of crucifixion resulted in increasing thirst and excruciating pain. Consider how Jesus was suffering physically as you read about the final moments of his crucifixion. The markings that we'll be doing today, we're going to circle all references to time, and we're going to mark all references to Jesus. And of course, we'll do that by marking Jesus with a cross. So again, beginning in verse 33, when the sixth hour came, so circle when, circle sixth hour, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, circle ninth hour. At the ninth hour, circle that phrase, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? So please put a cross over my God, and also the word me. Okay, so again, my, and me, for Jesus, of course. The next verse, when some of the bystanders heard it, circle when, they began saying, behold, he is calling for Elijah. Circle again when, and mark he for Jesus. Verse 36, someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave him a drink. So mark him for Jesus, saying, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. Mark him for Jesus. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. So mark Jesus, mark his. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the last verse, when the centurion, circle when, who was standing right in front of him, mark him, saw the way he breathed his last. So mark he and his. He said, truly this man was the Son of God. So mark this man, and also the phrase Son of God. And then we also have an additional verse to look at, which is from the Gospel of John, John chapter 19, verse 30. And it says, therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, so circle when, mark Jesus, he said, mark he, it is finished. Circle, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit to mark he, his, and his for Jesus, of course. Okay, so let me, as always, reread the passage. It says, when the sixth hour came, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And the ninth hour, at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they began saying, behold, he is calling for Elijah. Someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave him a drink, saying, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who was standing right in front of him saw the way he breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. And also John 19:30, it says, therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Okay, so let me begin with the first question. And it says, according to Mark, what did Jesus cry out at the ninth hour? And according to the timeline there, it would have been about 3 p.m., which equates to the ninth hour. And I'll just go back and read verse 34 to know specifically what did Jesus cry out. And it says here, at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the next question, which relates, says, does Jesus's cry surprise you? Any thought as to why Jesus would say this? Well, we know that Jesus and God the Father, of course, had a very close relationship. So his words, some could consider, yes, they are somewhat surprising. However, what he says has to do with taking on God's wrath, the wrath that was really meant for you and I. But he, again, took the sins of the world upon himself. So because of that, he experienced that wrath of God. That is how this verse is explained, according to many Bible scholars. You may have a different take on that. And if you do, you can certainly share that in the comment section if you listen to me on any social media platform. But this is a little difficult to explain, in all honesty. I did consult with a minister who works with me, and he said, again, Jesus and God the Father, they have a close relationship, so his words are maybe surprising to many. However, what he says has to do, again, with taking on God's wrath, and the fellowship was broken because God cannot look upon sin. So that was how it was explained to me. And again, in short, I think because Jesus experienced the full wrath of God that really we should have received, he was the sacrifice for us. Okay, so that was, I believe, why Jesus cried out, because he was experiencing God's full wrath as he took on the sins of the world. Okay, and moving on to the next question, according to the Gospel of John, what were Jesus's final words from the cross? And we read that, and it says here, he said, it is finished. And let's look further at that phrase. The inside box says, it is finished, which of course is referenced in John 19:30, is a translation of the single Greek verb. And if I can pronounce that, it says tetelestai. And let me spell that is T-E-T-E with an accent mark, L-E-S-T-A-I, tetelestai. A third person perfect passive of the root telio, meaning to bring to end, finish, complete, fulfill. The action of a perfect tense originates in the past and is usually completed in the present. Thus, Jesus' use of the perfect tense tells us that he has completed the work of reconciling men to God on the cross. Mankind's sins have been paid for in full through his sacrifice. See Ephesians 2:16, Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, Colossians 2, verse 14, Hebrews 10, verses 8 through 14, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Okay, so again, looking at what we just read in John 19:30, the last question says, what does this tell you about Jesus' death? It tells us that the plan of God for Jesus to bear the sins of the world and become the ultimate sacrifice had been fulfilled. God's plan was completed. So we know then that Jesus' mission on earth had been fulfilled, which was again to come into the world to save the lost, okay, to take upon the sins of the world and to reconcile us to the Lord, to God. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.